The number of books the average American reads in a year has been steadily decreasing. The latest surveys reveal that 1 in 4 adult Americans didn't read any books last year. It's not really a surprising statistic, but it can be one that's difficult to understand for anyone who has a love of reading. My next guest is Margot Mesh, a 16-year-old Tucson student who loves books so much she's even made her own, and her creations earned her the top honors in the Reading Rainbow Young Writers and Illustrators Contest 4 years in a row. This year's Reading Rainbow Contest is accepting submissions until the end of March, so I asked Margot to talk about her experiences as a young author, which started when she was about 6 years old.
I've always loved books. I am so into literature, but definitely the Reading Rainbow Young Writers and Illustrators Contest, that's when I really just knew that I had a passion for reading and writing, and from there, it's just been a love.
Do you remember much about the book that you did that year?
Yes, it was called Little Tortoise in the Desert, and I had a pet turtle at the time, and the book was just about how the tortoise wanted to take off his shell because he couldn't really move with it and it was uncomfortable, and his parents told him a story about how an owl attacked a little tortoise when he took the shell off. So it was just about like him growing and realizing that his shell was for good use.
Did you have some idea about what kind of stories you wanted to tell during the years that you entered the contest?
You know, it really just, it kind of, from year to year, it was what I was going through. Like, in kindergarten, I had a pet turtle. My next story was about a girl who wanted pierced ears, and I wanted pierced ears, of course, and my mom wouldn't let me get them. I wrote a story about a shell that couldn't hear the ocean, and I've grown up around the ocean my whole life, and so that was something just that naturally came. So it's really just, you know, what is around me at the time and what's going through my head.
As a young reader, were you inspired by some of the reviews that you saw on Reading Rainbow when kids would talk about their favorite books?
Oh my gosh, yes. After they said their favorite stories, I would go to the library the next day and get all of those and read them and wait for the next episode.
At this point now, you're 16, so you're still in high school. Mm-hmm. Have you decided what you're going to pursue in college?
Oh, my goodness. I have so many things that I want to do. It spans from being an orthodontist to I know that at least I want to write one book in my life. And hopefully if I can do that, I would love to be an author and also an illustrator, hopefully.
Let's talk about that for a second. You won the contest 4 years. Was it in a row?
I did. 4 years in a row. 1 year I got second place, which I was pretty bummed about, but I was still proud of myself.
Yeah, you established quite a dynasty there at the Reading Rainbow.
I guess I did.
What did being a winner, how did that affect you? What did that teach you about yourself?
I'm not going to lie. It boosted my confidence. I was so proud of myself winning, and every year I was so shocked. We would get the phone call, and I would just stand there and just utter disbelief that I had won again. And it taught me and it showed me that if you really want to do something, you can do that.
Margot, have you heard about the upcoming Tucson Festival of Books?
Yeah, my mom and I are actually in a mother-daughter book club, which we've been in since I was in second grade. And hopefully we're planning a little field trip to go and meet some authors and check out some neat books.
How does a mother-daughter book club work exactly? I mean, how do you decide on the material that's appropriate for both sides?
Most of the time, the daughters get to pick the book, and we meet once a month, and we just get together and discuss the book. And it really gives us an opportunity to read things that we normally wouldn't pick out for ourselves because it's such a wide variety of girls that are involved. And our mothers are there just to kind of encourage us and share some time with us.
The Reading Rainbow Young Writers and Illustrators Contest for this year is still accepting submissions. Do you have any advice you'd like to give?
Right off the bat, I would say save the illustrating for last. I always did that, and it was a lot more fun to go back in afterwards and get to turn the words into a picture. I would say to kind of plan out the story in your mind before you write it down. And I always did a rough draft and would take stuff out, add it in, have my parents look over it, and then write out the final draft.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Margot. Maybe we'll see you at the Festival of Books.
Oh, you will.
This year's Reading Rainbow Young Writers and Illustrators Contest is accepting submissions until March 27th. We have a link on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org for all the details. Also, coming up next weekend, March 14th and 15th, the first ever Tucson Festival of Books is happening on the campus of the University of Arizona, with family events and hundreds of guest authors. Among them will be Billy Collins, the acclaimed writer and former U.S. Poet Laureate. He'll be a special guest of the U of A's Poetry Center. I just had the pleasure of talking to Billy Collins, and you'll hear a full interview with him next week. But right now, we'd like to give you this preview with thoughts on one of the first books that many of us were ever exposed to from Billy Collins.
This is a poem called First Reader. I can see them standing politely on the wide pages that I was just learning to turn. Jane in a blue jumper, Dick with his crayon brown hair, playing with a ball, or exploring the cosmos of the backyard. Unaware, they are the first characters, the boy and girl who begin fiction. Beyond the simple illustration of their neighborhood, the other protagonists were waiting in a huddle, frightening Heathcliff, frightened Pip, Nick Adams carrying a fishing rod, Emma Bovary riding into Rouen. But I would read about the perfect boy and his sister, even before I would read about Adam and Eve, garden and gate, and before I heard the name Gutenberg, the type of their simple talk was moving into my focusing eyes. It was always Saturday, and he and she were always pointing at something and shouting, "Look!" pointing at the dog, the bicycle, or at their father as he pushed a hand mower across the lawn, waving at aproned mother framed in the kitchen doorway, pointing toward the sky, pointing toward each other. They wanted us to look, but we had looked already and seen the shaded lawn, the wagon, the postman. We had seen the dog, walked, watered, and fed the animal, and now it was time to discover the infinite clicking permutations of the alphabet's small and capital letters. Alphabetical ourselves, in the rows of classroom desks, we were forgetting how to look, learning how to read.